This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Monday he's not worried about the $3 trillion the government is spending to alleviate the coronavirus crisis because it can finance the debt at unusually low interest rates. As the pandemic forced the closure of thousands of U.S. businesses and the layoffs of more than 30 million workers, Congress and President Donald Trump agreed to send the money to companies and most U.S. taxpayers to help them through the crisis. With the fast-paced emergence of the pandemic, the money was newly minted, not covered by current tax revenues. But Mnuchin told CNBC he was not concerned because the government is borrowing money with long-term loans. The government on Friday said the country's April unemployment rate was 14.7%. That's the highest since the Great Depression in the 1930s. Mnuchin said Sunday the jobless rate could reach 25% before falling in the second half of the year. China's Health Commission is reporting a spike in new COVID-19 cases in several provinces, prompting health officials to urge citizens to use personal protection. At a Beijing news conference, a National Health Commission spokesperson said 17 new cases were reported on Monday, up from 14 the day before. This marked the first double-digit increase in new cases in 10 days. The spokesman said 7 of the new cases were listed as imported into the Inner Mongolia region from overseas. 5 were in the city of Wuhan, the epicenter of the pandemic, where a strict lockdown was lifted last month. Another 5 cases were spread across 3 northeastern provinces, where authorities suspended train service in and out of a county after a cluster was recently detected. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department says it's weighing whether to file hate crime charges against the white men who killed Ahmaud Arbery. Arbery is the unarmed black man who was gunned down while jogging in a small town in the U.S. state of Georgia in February. A spokeswoman said in a statement, the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Georgia will continue to support and participate in the state investigation. The statement adds the department is assessing all of the evidence to determine whether federal hate crimes charges are appropriate. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments by phone Tuesday in a case concerning U.S. President Donald Trump. He hopes to persuade the Supreme Court to keep his tax and other financial records from being turned over to lawmakers and a district attorney. Rulings against the president could result in the quick release of personal financial information that he sought strenuously to keep private. Mr. Trump has resisted calls to release his tax returns since before his election in 2016. The Iranian army says a missile strike on a naval vessel taking part in an exercise in the Gulf of Oman has killed 19 sailors and wounded 15. The statement on Monday significantly raised the death toll in the incident, which took place on Sunday. Earlier, Iranian state media reports said the Iranian support ship was too close to a target during an exercise. The vessel had been putting targets out for other ships to strike. The report said the missile struck the vessel by accident. South Sudan's health ministry is warning there could be a full-blown outbreak of coronavirus in that country. Some COVID-19 patients are refusing to cooperate with health workers. A spokesperson for South Sudan's health ministry told reporters in Juba on Sunday that the public must practice social distancing and cooperate with officials to control the spread of the virus, or things could become much worse. Last weekend, the country's COVID-19 task force reported 36 new cases, bringing the nationwide total to 156. The virus has spread from the capital, Juba, to the cities of Yei and Bentiu and the disputed Abyei region along the Sudan and South Sudan border. Despite the growing number of cases, the task force last week decided to lift some COVID-19 restrictions, including allowing restaurants and bars to reopen in Juba. Ethiopian officials have deployed helicopters to spray new swarms of desert locusts that are eating crops and threatening the country's food security. In the latest development, huge swarms swept into Ethiopia's southern Oromia region last week from Kenya and Somalia, displacing thousands of people. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News. VOA 1.